to hockey, and we're joined on the line by the Raphoe hockey coach, Rodney Bates. Rodney, good afternoon.
How's it going, Miles?
Very good indeed, and I'm sure you're delighted with your big victory yesterday against North Down, 6-2, and your promotion to the big league next season.
Yeah, we got a good one yesterday, back on the Premier League now for next season, so we have one more game left now against Queens, and we'd still like to get a victory there now, and that would guarantee us third spot. You know, although top four, four teams go up, but we'll still be pushing to get the third place now.
I'm sure there'll be medals coming if you get into the top three.
Oh, without a doubt, there should be, yeah. And it was a very good victory yesterday, as we had played North Down the following week. North Down needed a one to finish in the top four, and we needed a point, and they actually beat us 3-1. We created a lot of chances in that game, we just couldn't find the back of the net, and we definitely made amends for it yesterday, as we put six past them, and they replied with two late on then, but we had the damage done it before half time. We were 4-0 up at half time, so it was only a matter of seeing out the second half then as best we could now, but delighted to be back in the Premier League, and the guys really deserve it after this season. We've had a real, you know, it's been a long season. We're nearly into our 10th month when you start pre-season back on the first Tuesday in August, and we've had a real stop-start season with Weller, and our pitch not being playable at times, and a few cancellations due to other situations that was out of our hands. But, you know, the boys kept training away and plugging away, and they definitely deserved it too, especially after losing out and losing in the final on New Year's Day on penalty strokes, and losing to Bandon in the semi-final of the Irish Hockey Trophy. It was nice to get some kind of reward out of the season now, and as I say, the boys definitely deserve it for the effort they've put in this season.
Yeah, it's nice to get a promotion, and it's nice to get something at the end of the season. We've been talking about that in relation to rugby, but you know, it has been a good season overall for Raphoe, because they've been there or thereabouts in all competitions.
Oh, without a doubt now, definitely we've been there and thereabouts in all the competitions we've entered now, and the boys know it's a big step up, and with the format changing, you know, because of them putting four teams up, you know, where there's four teams going out of the league, out of the Premier League, going into the Irish Hockey League, which is a new league that's been formed now, and it gives us a chance. And as I spoke to you way back a couple of months ago, like I did say about how competitive the Premier League will be, whereas when we had been going up before, we really struggled, you know, and we did get a few whoopings, you know, and it's not nice, you know, when you're training hard, and it's hard to compete against. You're playing against Ulster players and Irish players, and, you know, we're just a wee club from Raphoe, and, you know, people, you know, they take it for granted that they're just going to beat us. But, you know, this time, like, we're going to be competing against a lot of teams around the same kind of stature as ourselves, so, you know, the boys will be more up for it, and, you know, as the season goes on, if we can get a few points on the board early, you know, there's no reason why we definitely couldn't finish mid-table in that league. Like, it's going to take a lot of effort now and a lot of hard work, but that'll be our target anyway, you know, definitely to survive. We've never survived in the Premier League. We've been up and down a lot of times, and, like, we've never actually stayed up, but that'll be our main target, to survive in the Premier League next season.
How many teams will be relegated? And the other question is, in relation to your own team, will you be losing any players or gaining any players?
I can't see us losing any players now, and we hope young Luke Wooler over there, who's been playing his hockey in Holland through a school, some kind of school thing, he'll be back. So that'll be an asset now to get him back. He would play up front too, and we've been lacking a wee bit of firepower this season, like, until we got George Patterson back, and we were relying a lot on Matthew Leckie and his short corner routines, you know, and you never know who else, like this season too, we had a fella, Kit Regan, who is based in Dunfanaghy, who actually, he didn't even know there was a hockey team in Donegal, so probably a lot of people don't know, but he actually seen it on Facebook, and he messaged us, and come up to training, and definitely it'd be a great asset. He scored two yesterday. He plays in the middle of the field and he really gets stuck in, you know, and he never misses training. He comes up, he gets a lift up by a few boys, another boy there, they come from Kilmacrenan, and they meet halfways, and, you know, it's a big commitment to come up from Dunfanaghy to Raphoe every Tuesday and Thursday night, and then a Saturday as well, to go away to Belfast and all. So he's been great this year, you know, to get somebody like that, and you never know if there's any other boys floating about, you know, if they ever hear tale, like, we would definitely be interested in giving them a shot now.
You'd be quite happy to take them on board, and if they're reasonably good, all the better.
Oh, definitely. Like, we've had a few. Like, we had a German guy one other time, and we've had a few other English fellows. Like, so, we'll give anybody a rattle at it if they're keen to come and put in the effort in the training ground. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of effort, your captain's Ian McGonigal, a great servant to the club over many years.
Oh, without a doubt, Ian. Ian's been there, and like, he's, we never really worked with a coach, you know, up until this last, you know, couple of years, you know, and I was always kind of, it down the captain nearly took on all the responsibility, but, you know, we're starting to go forward a bit more, you know, before we were way behind the times, but Ian was captain there for a numerous amount of years, and he'd done a lot of work for the club, and as you say, he's been a great servant, you know, great commitment, never misses training, always getting on to the boys, you know, if they were missing training, they'd be always having a wee word in their ear, you know, boys, you know, you have to be training if you want to play and at this kind of standard and all. So, no, Ian's definitely been a good servant, and there's a lot of other boys too I could mention, you know, that, like, and like, this season, to be honest with you, I've worked with 16 players this season, and as I say, we're nearly into 10 months, so we've been lucky with very little injuries, and if there were injuries, they were only maybe minor, wee niggles and things. So, you know, we've been lucky in that way that, you know, to go through a whole season and only use 16 players, you know, there's not too many clubs do it. At the very most, I'd be travelling with 14 players, and then maybe myself would talk out, you know, only if needed, you know, if somebody was injured or something. But, you know, there's not too many clubs. Like, every team we'd be playing would have a squad of 16 with them every week, you know. And, you know, with the way hockey is, with the roll on, roll off, you know, you don't have to, you can go on for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and you can come off again, you can go on again. You don't have to let the umpire or refs know or nothing. You just change it at the halfway line and away you go. So, no, we've been lucky in that way with very little injuries, and may it continue.
Well, may it continue is right, and good luck in that league, and hope you survive next season.
Thanks very much now, and we'll definitely give it our best shot now.
Well, that's important. Rodney, thank you very much indeed.